It's hot outside, and in 2 weeks, as many as 3,000 people could be without water due to a severe shortage on the Rocky Boys Reservation. YPR's Nate Hedgie has more on this near state of emergency and how Montana senators are trying, once again, to do something about it.
Dustin White, the Chippewa Cree Tribal Water Director, says this is one of the worst water shortages he's ever seen on the reservation.
I'm at the mercy of the weather right now.
Relentlessly hot temperatures, along with a drought and a failed water storage tank, have caused water supplies to fall to critically low levels near the town of Box Elder.
We're hoping to try to drill a couple new wells here in the next week or two, but right now the source water is just very limited. We just can't keep up with demand when it's extremely hot.
Last week, the tribe implemented water restrictions in the Box Elder area, including a ban on running sprinklers, filling swimming pools, and washing vehicles. White also asks residents to check for leaky pipes and drink bottled water instead of tap water. He says if folks follow these guidelines, there's a good chance they could avoid running out of water. But if they don't,
then we'll be out of water in 7 to 10 days.
And if that does happen, he says the tribe can declare a state of emergency, opening the door to state and federal assistance. He says they also plan on hauling water in with tanker trucks and getting some help from a couple of big box stores nearby.
We've also talked to Walmart and Kmart. They're ready for us. If need be, they'll haul in bottles of water for us.
The Rocky Boys Reservation has struggled with a low supply of drinking water for a really long time. In 1999, the federal government agreed to help construct a regional water project that would pump about 35 million gallons of drinking water a day to communities in north central Montana. But that project is on pause due to a lack of federal funding, well, at least for now. Today, Montana Senators John Tester and Steve Daines reintroduced a bill that would fund that project, along with other rural water systems across the country. If passed, the bipartisan bill would also provide funding for a new water storage tank on the Rocky Boys Reservation. Reporting from Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.